Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1852, Isaac and Elizabeth Hill left Sweetwater, Tennessee for Oregon with three daughters and three sons, 500 head of cattle and 12 oxen. After reaching Oregon, they traveled for hundreds of miles without running into any other settlers. Reaching Salem, they wintered for several months to feed the stock, which represented the family fortune. Malaria confined the father and youngest sister for another 3 months. They left for the Rogue Valley in the spring, a shorter but difficult trip, arriving in Ashland in 1853. They built a rude cabin with no floor or windows. Eventually, Isaac bought boards for the floor from A.D. Hellman, who was selling wooden slabs from his sawmill for $1 each. Indians, wolves, and grizzlies took a lot of their stock. They sought safety for several months in the Fort Wagner blockhouse during the Rogue Indian Wars. A bronze plaque in front of present-day 226 Talent Avenue commemorates the approximate location of the fort. The Hills prospered after the war. The daughters, Martha, Mary, and Anne Hazeltine, were a major attraction, drawing dozens of men each Sunday to the fence outside their home. Today's episode of As It was written by Mary Ann Mason, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.